Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we are 1 week away from the 2019 NFL draft takes place in Nashville, Tennessee. And one of the young men on his path towards that next level is the standout UNLV running Rebels running back, Lexington Thomas. If you're not familiar with him, one of the most productive running backs in Mountain West history, and also blazed a 4.29 40 at his pro day. And you know that got the scouts talking. Lexington, welcome to the show. How's the day treating you?
It's good. How you doing? Good day.
Oh, it's going great. We're excited to get you on. You have a fantastic buzz about you. Before we get to, I guess, into everything that got you here, let's kind of just jump into that pro day. And what was the reaction after you ran that? What did you think you ran, and were you happy with it? You ran a 4.29.
I was definitely happy with it when I ran it the first time. I was trying. I didn't know. Well, my first time was the fastest time, so I didn't think I did that good on the first one. So I went to my second one like, okay, let me run faster, and I almost like pulled up, so I slowed down, and I guess they got that one. Like that, like I knew that I was gonna run 4.2 because I really didn't have a choice. So I already had my mindset on that. If I didn't run that, I felt like probably would have been a failure.
Oh, and for a guy with your ability, I'm sure that would have been aggravating. What was the response from all the NFL scouts on hand? I'm sure they were more interested in you in afterwards that. After you blazed that time, what was the reaction like?
Oh, I couldn't really tell like the reactions on it because I really wasn't looking at women to focus. I was more on hyping my guys up, my teammates that was out there competing and stuff. So I was making sure those guys, talking to those guys, making sure see where their heads was at, just being a good teammate.
Excellent stuff. I mean, that is a good teammate. And all the commotion, you're still concentrating on being a leader for the Rebels. I love it. So let me ask you this question. I mean, you're growing up in Houston, Pop Warner, Pee Wee. I mean, was it basically Lexington Thomas scoring 4, 5, 6 touchdowns every Pop Warner Pee Wee game?
Yeah, it was a couple of games. It was a lot of talented teams when I was little. So, yeah, it was 4 or 5, a couple of games. Some games where I didn't score because I played against one of the super elite team, but basically.
And then lo and behold, you arrive in UNLV. I'm curious, leaving high school, what other schools were looking at you, and how did you know that was going to be one of the the landing spots?
Leaving high school, my senior year, I wasn't really had good grades going into my senior year, so I was a late qualifier, and Coach Christian, the running back coach at Fresno, he was at U of H, and I planned on going to U of H. I guess that staff got fired or whatever, and he called me and was like, he going to UNLV, and he's only taking certain two running backs, and I'm one of them. So I was like, I'll come with you. I'll come and visit, whatever, and I committed there. After that, school started showing me interest, but I didn't really look into it because it was more like y'all guys really didn't want me. I just started coming after I committed, so.
Hey, man, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Like I said, I mean, you know, you show that loyalty to the teams that were interested first, and obviously they had first crack, and you delivered big time, man. I mean, I don't think anyone that's a Rebels fan is going to argue with the production you had at UNLV. Once again, Lexington Thomas, the standout from the Rebels, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you can always check him out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then his draft bio page at college2pro.com. So let me ask you this. So you arrive at a big league program. When did you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on Saturdays, Lexington, can kind of get you an opportunity to play on Sundays? I mean, is it the coaches? Is it just the big-time performances? How do you kind of really settle into the idea that you can make a living in the National Football League?
I don't know. That's a hard question. I would say, of course, Saturdays, plays and stuff like that, but I really never, like, thought about it. Like going into, like, my freshman year, if I thought about, like, I don't know. I really never just thought about that. But I would say, like, going to my sophomore, junior year, like, when we played against bigger teams, I was like, okay, these are the guys, the Power Five schools. I go off against those guys, NFL guys that notice me. It's stuff like that, so – I would say that's for the most part.
And for you, I mean, kind of take us into, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if we threw you in that NFL film room with some scouts right now, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those intangibles to the offense that you bring to the table that makes you desirable for the 53-man roster?
My physicality, being, I give what you, as you want to say, a smaller guy. I'm very physical. I'm not scared of contact, so that'd be something that stands out. Everybody know I'm fast. you see that as soon as you look at the what's the name. It's like my physicality and my IQ when it comes to football.
Nice. I love it. How about this one? This is something. I mean, well, you mentioned IQ. What are some of the other things that scouts can't see? I mean, you were at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, fantastic invite. So I'm sure that they were able to peel back many, many layers of who you are, what you bring to the table. But in your words, I mean, something they can't see on tape that they need to know about with the week to go. I mean, team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe the offense you guys ran didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, what do these scouts need to know about you if they're listening in?
That I'm a great teammate. You really can't tell. How good a guy is as a teammate, college wise, unless, you know, they got like, I don't know, it's not like the NFL, you can tell. I'm a great teammate. And as going off of what you said with the offense, not like, I can run routes, catch and stuff like that. I'm just a great guy to be around, I feel. I make everybody energy go up.
And that nickname, Lightning, have you had that since a young age, or did you get that as you were growing up?
Yeah, I got it. I literally got it sophomore year? I want to say sophomore year. It's playing against Hawaii. You were playing against Hawaii, and the commentator gave me the nickname sophomore year.
Awesome stuff. So once again, Lexington Thomas. Love it. Once again, Lexington Thomas here on the C2P, breaking things down with 1 week to go before things get started in Nashville. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level? I'm curious to know who it would be and if there is anyone.
Tyreek Cohen. Really him. Darren Sproles, you know, like the smaller guys, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're the same size as compared to them. Compare them to him.
Nice. And you don't have to mention teams. I know sometimes this is a tricky slope. If you want to, you can. But in terms of just interest or maybe visits or workouts, have you been getting a decent amount of attention as we kind of, you know, build towards this big day next week?
Yeah, I'm getting a decent amount of attention. A couple of teams called me yesterday, so, you know. Other than
you say it so casually.
Yeah.
What's it like? Just say, you know, such and such team calls. I mean, do you know the number prior to the call? Do your agent say, hey, you know, Lexington, do you expect a call around 1 o'clock? And then kind of take us through the inside. You don't have to say the team, but just kind of take us through how that process works.
Yeah. Now, before all this started, before like this, the draft process started, I really never answered unknown numbers. unless they had like sent me a text message at first. And so this it really been like all on the numbers, no matter what it was, I answered. So I was going to a surprise. I don't know if they call my agent before they call me. I usually tell him what's going on. And, like when they call me, I like tell them, okay, I got such and such call from this team, that team. And but other than that, when they call me, I just hello. Oh, okay, how you doing?
And I'm sure it puts some validation in all the hard work. I'm sure it also probably puts a smile on your face. Before we go, man, and we know you've been a busy guy, and we appreciate you taking some time. I know the audience that listens into our program, they were excited to find out a little bit more about you again because you have such a great buzz after that pro day. And then when you go back and look at your collegiate career, I mean, the tape matches everything that you did on that pro day workout. But before we do let you go, we always like to have a little bit of fun with our guys. We call it three and out. You ready to take some off-the-wall questions?
Oh, yeah, we can. Let's get it.
All right. All right. Now, I don't know if you've looked. Are you the fastest running back in this draft class this year? Do you know anyone
who's
faster at your position?
Yeah. Not at running back.
Yeah. I said that. I haven't found anyone. I wasn't sure if you did, but I know we have not. How about this one? Next week, draft weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. If that is the case, mm-hmm. Lexington, who cooks the best meal and what meal do you kind of want prepared in celebration of that day?
Oh, no question, my mom. She's a chef, but I want some lasagna. I got to tell about that this week anyway. Lasagna.
And so that's the go-to? That's a celebratory dinner?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. And how about this one? Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
Ooh, hold on. You're tapping to something right there. I do it both, but I believe I'm a better dresser. I'm in the fashion.
But you can also dance?
Oh, yeah, I dance a little bit. Get you a little dance move every once in a while.
Excellent stuff. And this is the final question. We've been asking it for over a decade. We tally up the names to see who got the most votes. We're talking female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, Lexington, who are you inviting to dinner?
She's a model, so I would get to a celebrity. Her name is Lauren Wood.
Lauren Wood. I'm going to go look her up. She on Instagram?
Yes, on Instagram. Look her up.
I am going to look her up.
Shout out
to Lauren
Wood.
I'll text you after we hang up. Excellent, man. Well, hey, we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. We appreciate your time, and I can't wait to find out where you land next weekend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for bringing me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Lexington Thomas, the standout UNLV running back. He's productive, fast, and I loved how he mentioned it. I'm so glad he brought it up. He talked about the physicality, and you might not say, hey, this kid ain't 6 foot, 225, but I tell you what, pound for pound, he's tough as nails. And not only is he tough, but you're going to have a hell of a time trying to catch him. So that's another benefit to being Lexington Thomas and also being available in this 2019 NFL draft class. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.